Time now for a look at the markets, and we're joined this afternoon by Belinda Stanley of Craigs Investment Partners. Good afternoon, Belinda.
Good afternoon, Kim.
And it had a Wall Street fair overnight.
Yes, well, the Dow Jones just managed a small gain, up 23 points at 27,025. There's still a lot of results and things coming through from the US, and I guess a bit to digest offshore on whether Brexit can get through that UK Parliament. This afternoon there's a bit of data coming out from China on their GDP growth for the quarter. So a few things to look out for. Unfortunately, our market hasn't really followed the lead offshore. We're currently down 13 points at 11,128, so a little bit softer after a pretty strong week. Just looking at some of those leading stocks, we've got Auckland Airport down 1 at 9.11, A2 Milk down 1 at 13.34, Contact Energy is down 8 at 8.47, Virtue Building down 7 at 4.77, Fisher & Paykel Healthcare down 8 at 18.92, Fonterra's up 1 at 4.04, Meridian down 4 at 5.35, Main Freight's up 8 at $40.30, Mercury, after their upgrade this morning, they're up 4 cents at $5.50, got Port of Tauranga up 5 at 6.78, Ryman Healthcare down 12 at 13.42, Spark's up 4 at 4.48, and we've got Z Energy, they are just steady today at 5.53.
And taking a look at the currency market, how's the New Zealand dollar trading?
Yes, just up slightly against most of our trading partners. The US dollar, 0.6348. The Australian dollar, we're at 0.9304. The pound's at 0.4934. The yen, 68.93. The euro, 0.5706. And the renminbi, we're steady there at 4.493. 90-day bank bills just down marginally at 1.045%. Brent oil is just up 1 at $59.87 a barrel, and gold is up $1.15, currently trading at $1,492.79 an ounce.
Thank you. That's Belinda Stanley there of Craigs Investment Partners with all the latest from the markets.